Cesar Chavez, the movie opens this weekend in Denver and on many other screens around the country. Now, first, let's hear a clip from Michael Pena as Cesar Chavez and Michael Cudlitz as Sheriff Smith as they attempt to embark on a long walk from the valley up to Sacramento.
Cesar, you got a permit for this march?
It's not a march, Sheriff. It's a pilgrimage all the way to Sacramento. And our families are here just to say goodbye.
You hear that? They don't like working for a day's wage, but they will walk over 300 miles for free. Even pilgrims ain't allowed in the street without a permit.
Well, fine, we'll use the sidewalk. It's open to the public.
And then they leave the street and walk out. The imagery of that time, I think they've done a great job. I haven't seen the film yet, but I just remember Huelga, the flag, the United Farm Workers.
Yeah. Huelga.
Yeah, Huelga. It was a song. Mm-hmm. It was just amazing. The legacy of Cesar Chavez not lost on us here in Denver. There's a federal building named after Cesar Chavez. We have a park here in Denver. And there is a parade. One of the organizers is Cecilia Flores, who joins us from AARP. Thank you for joining us this morning to help us remember and not forget the legacy of Cesar Chavez. How long have you been involved with the annual parade?
Since 2008. They asked for volunteers, and I went and have been ongoing member since then.
Yeah. It just sounds like a lot of fun, a lot of memories, and then you have to sort of remember some of the struggles are still ongoing.
Yes, and they certainly still are, especially in California and even here. We also have to remember that Cesar never wavered, and it didn't take overnight. There was 20 years of for a real success for him, and so I think we have to remember a man that was humble, but was persistent, was willing to learn nonviolence in order to do what he had to do to organize the United Farm Workers. It was not a one-day thing, but just remembering that he was persistent,
yeah,
and he really believed in what he was doing. So that's why we have the march. It'll be our 13th annual Cesar Chavez March.
Okay. Cecilia Flores, where and when? This is tomorrow morning, right?
Right, tomorrow morning. We will start with a mass at people all invited at 9 o'clock at the chapel at Regis University, 53rd and Lowell. From there, following the mass, probably about 10:15, we'll gather and our indigenous dancers will start with a ceremony. So we'll march from Regis to Cesar Chavez Park, which is on 4131 North Tennyson Street, mm-hmm, and hopefully get there about a little before noon. And there will be entertainment, there'll be food, and we will be having a welcome and entertainment. And plus, we'll be giving our Cesar Chavez Awards. We have four. One will be to our youth, Nelson Moreno Avila. And then our organization, Cesar Chavez Award, goes to La Raza Youth Organization. And then our female Cesar Chavez Award will go to Roseanne Rocky Rodriguez, and I'm proud to say this one because it's my brother, and he's the adult male Cesar Chavez Award, Dr. Esteban Flores.
Cecilia Flores from the AARP, the American Association of Retired Persons, sponsoring this year's 2014 Cesar Chavez Celebration Saturday. And it all sort of wraps up there at Cesar Chavez Park, Tennyson, and West 41st. Sounds like just another great day. The weather is going to hold up for you. Sometimes you're out there in the snow.
Yes, we have been.
But you march on.
We march on, and I'm last year, I think we had about 300 people. We encourage people to come. It's a family event. Wear your good walking shoes. If you don't want to walk, you can meet us at the park at noon. We certainly, as AARP, and I belong to El Comité, which is the only Latino group in the whole of AARP, across the nation, that has a Spanish-speaking, English, also English, group. So we're kind of very unique. We do things for, there's a tax help that we do also, and then so it's tax time, so people want to know, AARP, we do more than just, some people say it's insurance, but we do many things for our community. We have a job line for people that are looking for jobs, you know, dead or after 50.
Yeah, the membership in AARP comes sooner than we are. Yeah, why am I getting this in the mail? Sponsoring this year's Cesar Chavez celebration.
Children especially love the indigenous dancers.
Oh yeah, it's a real family event.
And I think that's the one thing we want to, or Cesar again.
Yeah.
That was family was so important to all of us, but to him it was, you know, he was doing this for his family.
Yep. That great story. I think we're going to learn a lot about Cesar Chavez from this movie.
Looking forward to seeing
and we've got this information posted on the KUVO website. Cecilia Flores with AARP. Cesar Chavez Parade tomorrow morning. Thank you so much, Cecilia.
You're welcome. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.